Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We will talk with Mickey Spagnola in just a minute. The thing is that people might not realize, the Stars of Big Place is they have the press conferences in one spot, and where he goes to like hop on the line, though we can clearly talk to him on the phone as well, is a different spot. So he might be like pushing reporters out of the way to get to his spot. He's like, get out of my way, Machoda.
Well, and with the phone situation there, there's a lot of concrete out at the Star. I don't know if you've been there or not, Kevin.
Yeah, we did multiple shows there.
There is a lot of concrete. And if you know anything about cell phone signals, concrete can be a problem at times. So that's one that could be a situation too where his phone may just not be ringing.
Are you concerned about the Donovan Wilson potential groin aggravation?
I'm intrigued.
Okay, what?
I'm intrigued about
positive.
It. Yeah, no, well, because I don't think that Donovan Wilson is the best option.
How dare you?
Well, because there are other options still that I haven't seen fail yet. You know, so if I see Malik Hooker go out there and fail, then I'll be like, well, Donovan Wilson is the best option. I still think that, you know, there's some movement and adjustment you can do with the safety positions, and they have a lot of people that they're just still trying to figure out. You know, Hooker wasn't ready physically yet, but if Hooker's ready physically now to go out there and do it and go do the job, then it, you know, could it be something where you're like, oh wow, Donovan Wilson, good player, but we have a better player on our hands.
Okay,
so that's why I'm intrigued by it.
All right, let's.
We'll be great.
This is where the power of positivity and Mike.
Was he positive yesterday?
Are just
too?
Hand in hand. Absolutely.
All right. It's tough to be positive after this happens to you, but did you see what Aaron Rodgers said about one of his interceptions against the Saints? Now, one of them, he's like, look, no excuses, blah, blah, blah. But the other one, he goes, I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. But that first interception was entirely due to the double nut shot that I took.
Yeah, that's what he said, Mike. That is what he said. He got hit right in the junk.
Who did?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. And so he was like, that's why I threw an interception.
It happens. That feels like a fair.
I'd like to see Mike Bassett try to pitch while being hit in the junk at the same time.
I bet a lot of people listening right now would like to see that as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Well, I told you, concrete is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. So let's see if we can reconnect with him, perhaps.
All right, we'll have to revisit that in just a moment.
You know what? Here's my theory.
Tried.
And I know he's not going to back this up, but he knocked a reporter down to get to his spot.
Uh-huh.
That reporter tracked him down in the hallways. Is like, this isn't over, Spagnola. It was probably Fish.
Try to do whatever. Yeah, Fish is definitely that kind of vindictive person.
And so he chased him down. There was a reporter scuffle. And then we'll have to get back with him.
So I know you didn't.
Maybe he's having a big discussion in the hallways about Frank Ntilikina and how he's about to.
Nobody is having a big discussion.
Or how the White Sox are in town this weekend. You know, okay. Maybe that's a big deal.
Now that I believe. All right. This time.
Okay.
I do believe we have Mickey. Do you hear us?
You know what? There must have been a gremlin somewhere on the telephone line because it hung up every time you were ready to go.
Okay. Maybe that's what happened, but Mickey, I want you to admit if this is what happened. So my thought was when the presser ended, you wanted to hustle to do your radio hit with me. So you shoved down Machoda or some other Cowboys reporter, and then he was like, not today, buddy. And he tracked you down, and there was a reporter scuffle.
Actually, it was Chad Hennings that I would have had to knock down.
Sure.
And I don't think that would have come out well on our point, our end of the deal, right?
We have had him live next to us on the show before. He is still a strong man.
We would be talking with him on your phone standing over your body. So, all right.
I was going to walk into Douglas's office where the connection is and say, hey, Chad, get over it. Get out of here.
So, a couple of things. First of all, we were all super intrigued at what we interpreted as a shot at the mediocre Chargers fan base when he goes, we've been working with crowd noise. Not sure if that will be an issue in this game or not. Does everybody across the league know that LA does not care about the Chargers?
Well, let me say this. Previously, when the Cowboys played the Chargers in San Diego, it was almost a 50-50 split with Cowboy fans.
Wow.
Because at that point, you know, and a lot of times when the Cowboys were playing them in San Diego, they were kind of down. And the Cowboy fans were able to buy the tickets. I can remember a season opener that they played in San Diego, and the Chargers put a premium on that season opening ticket against the Cowboys that if you bought one to this game, the only way you can buy one to this game is you have to buy two regular season tickets because they were trying to discourage Cowboy fans from overloading the stadium. So I don't know if Mike meant that or if he was still thinking they were playing at that soccer field when they first moved to L.A., right?
Yeah.
And like, it was only 25,000
people. Can you imagine if the bus goes
people.
To the soccer field at, at 11 a.m. and they're like, what the crap? Nobody's here. They don't have any
so
fans.
I don't know. Somebody might have tipped them off about how many Cowboys. I mean, when they played preseason games there, it was basically all Cowboy fans. So I don't know if somebody tipped them off on that or not.
Mickey, the Donovan Wilson groin situation, is that something that is going to be, you know what, this is an opportunity to see somebody else out there? Because earlier in the week, Steven told us that he thinks that for sure Malik Hooker is going to be in a uniform come Sunday.
Yeah, and I think the way things have worked out, you know, he's probably more ready to play this week than I think he was in the season opener. And depending on where Donovan Wilson is, you know, they may have a rotation out there at the safety spot. You know, they rotated Jaron Kearse in there quite a bit in that season opener. They've got what they call a big nickel, and there was a lot of – and maybe it's not a nickel, it's a dime, but there was some times when they wanted a bigger safety in the slot, they brought him in. To take on maybe the tight end and leaving Jordan Lewis on a wide receiver. So, I think there's some different combinations they can work, and if Donovan Wilson isn't ready to go, it sounded like it was more of a let's give him another day and see where he's at. But again, you've got an alternative there with Hooker.
Now, it probably won't surprise you to know that the thing that caught a lot of our fan, our people texting in on the fan text was what he said, what McCarthy said about right tackle. Do you get the sense that like they really are trying out all of the combinations and Steele got the first opportunity like Jerry said yesterday? Or what are your thoughts about how this is actually going to play out?
Well, to me, if they're not moving Zach Martin out to right tackle, and you know I've been a proponent of that, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And it sounds like that's not a possibility. Then from what I've seen during training camp and how they work the other two guys, meaning Terrence Steele and Ty Nsekhe, I would say that it is Terrence Steele's job to lose this week in practice. Now, they're going to continue working the combinations and give Nsekhe a chance, right? But from what I've seen, I just think Steele's a little bit more versatile. I think he has a little bit more mobility. Now, strength and size, not the same. But I think when you're playing against some of the guys that they're going to throw at him, the Chargers will, especially Bosa, you better be nimble on your feet. And here's the other thing. He's not obligated to give the Chargers a scouting report, right?
Sure.
You know, and if I'm him, I probably would have said the same thing. He doesn't owe them anything. He doesn't owe us anything either. So Yeah, I think that, you know, part of him is probably like, yeah, I'm going to keep them guessing. I don't need to confirm anything. If indeed maybe they didn't hear Jerry's report segment on the radio yesterday.
So I wanted to walk through this a little bit. I just cannot figure it out. And maybe you have some different thoughts. And I get we don't see what they see in practice and everything like that. But my general takeaway is Zach Martin at guard is clearly awesome. But Connor McGovern, you're like, yeah, no, he did a solid job. So it's a downgrade, but not the biggest downgrade in the world. But if you look at tackle and it's Steele, Martin is a massive upgrade over Steele, and we've seen him there. It seems like smaller drop-off, massive upgrade. I just don't understand why that would not be the first plan of attack. I understand all the combinations, but I don't understand why that wouldn't be the first plan of attack.
Well, I'm sort of right there with you, mm-hmm. because I think Connor McGovern's a better guard than Steele is a tackle.
Yeah.
But again, you know, and I was thinking, you know, if it's only one game, I can see let's not change everything around. But it's five games. So, and it looks like it is going to be five games from what I'm starting to detect. Like his appeal process probably doesn't have a really good argument still, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, five games, and yeah, I would go that way. But again, let me see if I can explain what I think Mike was trying to say. Number one, if Zach's the guard, he can not only help Tyler Biadasz, but he can also help Steele because he's in between them, right? Otherwise, you've got two young guys next to each other. Yeah. In the game, meaning as they were, and they didn't do bad, right, with McGovern and Biadasz next to each other. But he can also help outside. But here's the other thing, and I think it's kind of unspoken, and this is what I would do, and I don't know if they're going to do it, because last year they tried to play it straight with those inexperienced tackles when they first took over. But to me, if Steele is out there, in his hip pocket will be a tight end. You cannot allow him to go out there and have to go one-on-one with Joey Bosa right from the start. And I think there's different ways to do it. You know, you can motion the tight end from the left side to the right side, and even if he's going out for a pass, he can, on the way, chip whoever that pass rusher is on that side, right? And so he can help out and kind of neutralize the guy and get Steele's feet set. Or you can just motion him over there and leave him there and don't leave that guy out there to dry the way they've done so many times these last four or so years when they've had to use a backup tackle. So to me, and if you go back and look at, I'm trying to remember if it was the Jacksonville, it might have been the Jacksonville preseason game, when they had the two young tackles out there at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, they played two tight end almost the majority of the second half to at least give the quarterback a half a shot of being able to function. So I'm not saying they got to go two tight end, but don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to run the ball. You know, Washington ran the ball on the Chargers, by the way. I think it was 120 yards. Or don't be afraid to motion the tight end or just line them up over there to help out and let Steele kind of get into the rhythm of the game before you kind of turn him loose on his own. Because at some point, there's some plays you got to do that, right? But he is much improved over last year. Now, there was a lot to improve over, right? Because at some point they finally said, you know what, we can't do this. We're moving Zach Martin out there. And then the other thing I think to consider is Zach, you know, it's not like for a week or so, you know, he's been able to get some snaps at tackle behind the scenes, like I'm probably sure he was doing last year before they made that move. If they move him this time, it's like, okay, you're playing tackle and you got 3 days of practice to get ready since you've missed the last 10 days during practice because of the COVID test. So that might have gone into their thinking also. And if it doesn't work, I would think that they could change the next game, right?
You would hope. You really would. Thank you very much, Mickey, for knocking down reporters and making your way on with us morning.
And leaving Chad Hennings alone, right?
Yes. Very smart.
Smart decision.
Very smart.
See you guys.
We'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Mickey Spagnola, brought to you on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline. Get game-winning pizza delivery and takeout at romeospizza.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you something. I hope you listen to every segment, but I have no idea what direction this next segment is going to go, because is this the dumbest reason for someone getting disqualified? And then the question from Mike Bassick that literally broke our pre-show. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to warn you.
Mike's time to shine.
Listener discretion advised on this one. Because
I don't know about that.
I do.
Education.
Because Mike has a question that could destroy all of us and destroyed our pre-show. But before we get to that, why are there such restrictive rules in the marathon? Like, I get it. If you ditch out of the field, hop in a taxi cab, get towards the end like they do in sitcoms and stuff, I get that. If you tamper with the chip that tracks you or whatever, like, I get all of that. But you wore the wrong kind of shoes.
Yeah.
And you're out at the marathon because they're too thick. It's a marathon.
Okay, but that being said, like, I don't read the rules a lot of times because I don't run in a lot of marathons.
Or just the marathon?
Yeah, the marathon. But there is, was it a centimeter?
A centimeter.
Mike, there was a runner that was disqualified from a marathon because the sole of their shoe was 1 centimeter too thick, thicker than what they said they could wear. And
they're wearing those hookahs.
I don't know. I don't know what they were wearing, dude.
Isn't that the name of that brand where it's really thick?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe so. You might be right about that. But that seems ridiculous, but it also seems like that's there for that reason, right? Like, you put that rule in place because people's feet hurt. I don't know. But also, how do you not know that? Or how did you not get the right shoe that day? That all that stuff doesn't make sense. There are stupid rules in sports.
Yeah.
Lots of stupid rules in sports. But this one, disqualified for that, is ridiculous.
Yeah, it feels like the rule in place to protect your feet when you have to run for 26.2 miles is like, yeah, you know, that should be okay. But I get your point. It's still against the rules. But yeah, that person disqualified from the marathon because of this. And what I thought was going to happen is I thought we were going to do a fun segment about stupid rules in sports. Right. If you want to send in 877-881-1053, stupid rules in sports, I'm here for it. But then, Mike, again, listener discretion advised.
No, discretion.
But then Mike,
we all have hair,
brought this up in our pre-show, and I don't know what to do with any of this.
I don't know how you phrased this.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to transition. You did not set me up well to start off, Kevin.
I got a good question.
I set up the listeners to be prepared.
What's the weirdest thing that you've ever seen happen or ever seen at your first job?
Okay. All right, let me give you a story.
The weirdest thing you've ever seen at your first job.
And this will
877-881-1053.
See, Corey's much better at this. Is the first job I ever had is I saw a five-year-old flip off another five-year-old.
What?
But wait, where were you working?
I was working at a daycare. That's a good follow-up question.
Yeah, okay. You're working at Shea Stadium.
Daycare?
No, I was working at a daycare, and it was at a church. So it was even crazier. And so this little kid, I'll never forget it, Irv. So 5 years old, flipped off another kid. When his mom came to pick him up, I was like, hey, can we chat for just 1 second? I was like, unfortunately, I saw your son flip off another child. And she looked at him and said, is this true? And he just kind of looked at her and he started to get quiver. You know, he started to quiver his lip and everything like that. She looked down at him, looked at me, looked back at him, looked at me and said, I apologize for that. We will take care of it, and it will not happen again. Ooh. And then they walked out, and I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. And so the next day, he shows up, and he says, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Kevin. And then he apologized to the kid, and she goes, please let me know if you have any other difficulties with him.
Oh, my
gosh. And I was like, holy crap. It was one of those senses where, like, discipline was put out last night, and oh my God, I felt so bad for him.
But the 5-year, where did he learn that? Like, is it because one kid did it and then he did it too?
I did not see him get antagonized in that moment, and he did not claim that. He goes, "No, I didn't." And I was like, oh, "Yes, you did. I saw you."
Because
I
didn't care. Were you running, dude?
See, I didn't even tell him what I saw, and he goes, "No, I didn't." And I was like, "Didn't what?" Then how do you know what I was gonna say? Now this leads us to Mike. Your daughter has because we all have kids that are like in the age where you can start to get a job.
Right.
Your daughter and my son are about the same age, and Corey, your oldest, is just a few years behind.
He's getting ready to start working soon.
And so your daughter has her first job, right?
Yes. Besides like babysitting, yes, this is her first job where she gets a paycheck, and she works at kind of a fast casual dining place, and she has to clean the bathrooms at times at closing, and sometimes during the workday to make sure they're clean when they are slower during work hours, to make sure it's clean when it becomes like dinner time and stuff like that. And so she comes home from work the other day, and me and her mom are just sitting on the couch watching TV, and she looks tired after work, and we said, "How'd it go?" And she goes, "Just a long day. A lot of people were there." And she goes, "Had to clean the bathroom." She goes, "Dad, how come guys pick their pubes when they go to the bathroom?"
Apologies if you happen to be eating at this moment.
I told you, listener discretion advised.
Which made us both laugh because for some reason in guys' bathrooms, because I started laughing. I go, "Mary Grace, guys don't do that. For some reason, when they go to the bathroom, like their pubic hair, some of them will fall out." And then she's like, "They're everywhere." And so then I thought to myself, maybe I'm not picking my pubes in the bathroom where
you can just
guys
say
are.
It. Like I think
you said it. They said it once. It's good enough now.
Okay.
Mike.
Because how does that, Minnie, when we go to the restroom, whether it's at a Ranger game or you're at a couch, wherever you're at, right? A public place where a lot of people are probably going to the restroom.
Yep.
How come there's so much hair that falls off of a guy's deal unless I'm missing out? Maybe I'm not picking when I should be picking, because I told her that guys don't do that. But I need from Autoflex Leasing Fan Text and from Kevin and Corey and Reggie to tell me you guys don't do that while you're going to the restroom, because my daughter might have a point that
I
guys
do not.
Are doing that in the restroom.
I do not. And these are the awkward conversations that nobody tells you about when it's time to be a parent. Everybody knows like the classic, like, where do babies come from? But it's questions like this that you are not prepared for when this happens.
Great question, though. I was like, wow, like.
Look,
she
guys,
just assumed like you have to be picking them for them to be that many there.
And if you're listening right now and thought that messed up your lunch, there are some things being texted in on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Man, the people that work in food service, they must not get paid enough, because there are some things happening, man.
Yeah, so I guess I worked it on the border and noticed that, you know, but I also think that I'd gone through life. I was, you know, after 16, I'd noticed, well, that's sitting around in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
In the shower, it's in the whatever, it's there. So we are not out there actively, like, you know, trying to shed ourselves on purpose at the bathroom.
Good. But I told my daughter correctly.
Okay, yeah. Mike, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
How long was this conversation?
Oh, 3 to 5 minutes. My wife was laughing too. It was just funny that was her assumption. The assumption was just so funny, is like, she's thinking there's no way that all this hair can be in a bathroom without somebody taking the hair off of their body. There, you can't, hair can't fall out just like that, just because you have to go to the bathroom.
I guess, Kevin, for my situation,
I should not have read the fan text.
My first job, I was, I may have been assaulted by
what
a female at the time who had told me some things very aggressively that I was not prepared for at the ripe age of like 14 or 15 years old.
Oh.
And so I was not prepared to be approached in that manner.
Oh,
at
dear.
The time. So that's the weirdest thing that I ever went through.
From the 469, I can't unhear Mike's last statement, and there are many people
that agree
saying,
that we just shed. That's just the way it happens, right?
No, there are many people saying that they can't unhear, and then there are a lot of other people sharing their own stories about their first jobs. Reggie, do you have a first job horror story that you want to share? Because I feel like everyone's got the story, but it's do you want to share? It sounds way more traumatic for Corey. For me, I just remember that because I was like, oh, man, I feel really bad for that kid. Now, for Corey, some girl was not coming at him
the
right way.
She approached me, and I did not expect it in the bowling ball room in the
back.
She
harassed you,
Corey. Yeah, she did harass me. That's what it's called. Yeah.
No, people are going too far on what happened to you. He just got harassed.
Yeah, I was
all right?
just told that I was told that she wanted to do things. I did not. There was no nothing beyond that. So,
oh my God! From the 214, worst thing I saw as I worked at Walgreens. A lady asked us to use the bathroom. We told her it's broken, and she dropped her pants and went on the aisle.
Oh my gosh! Why?
That
she must have had to go that bad.
You know what?
I've never had to go that bad.
People get mad about that. I remember when I was at the Blockbuster, we had just had a company memo that said customers could no longer use the bathroom.
Oh man.
And so this lady said, "Can I use your bathroom?" And I said, "I'm sorry, the bathroom is not for customers." And she goes, "So you don't have a bathroom?" And I'm like, "That's not what I said."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "We do, but we were just told that customers can't use the bathroom." I thought it could be somebody like auditing the store or whatever. And she goes, "So what would you do if I just used the bathroom right here?" And I said, "Probably grab you a mop and call the police." And she did not care for that.
Oh, no. I thought you were about to say she did it.
No. She just did not care for that answer, and I probably shouldn't have said that, but I thought that was a weird counterpoint is, what if I just use the bathroom on your floor? That's a weird thing to say.
From the 632, Kevin's a snitch about what happened at the daycare.
I feel really bad for Herb. I didn't realize it was going to go that bad.
By the way,
Is that a pseudonym, by the way? Or
oh, no, that's 100% his name.
That exact moment is visited in the season of Ted Lasso, by the way. From the 972. Worked at a Lowe's and saw the water going on the clearance plants. So instead of watering with the regular hose,
no.
He was doing it differently at the time.
I've seen it on sitcoms that people use those test toilets, like at the Home Depot or the Lowe's, which I could not imagine.
I think
they
did that on that. What was that MTV show? Those crazy guys?
Yeah, or like Jackass.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like a sitcom staple. I just can't imagine. Like, they know those aren't hooked up, right?
Kevin, we worked at a newspaper, right?
Fact.
We had a printer in our back. Like, we had a warehouse from the 817. I was working as a press assistant at a print shop in high school, and I saw a pressman's finger get cut off.
Oh,
he calmly told me, grab that and follow me.
Okay.
Oh,
at that point, you know to never mess with that person,
yes!
right? If you get a finger caught off and they go, "Hey, will you grab that and follow me?" You never, ever want to mess with that person because they will destroy you.
He already had in mind, this is likely going to happen at some point to me. Just we got to get these things done whenever it does.
We have multiple people, too, saying that, like, this is an example. 18-year-old cashier at Sam's. I was continually hit on by a 60-year-old.
Mm.
We had to get a restraining order and ban him from shopping there.
Oh, he was a shopper.
What?
Yeah, that's always a weird thing, too, because the customer's always right is kind of living in your mind until you're like, but not this way.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
How come guys' stuff falls out, their hair falls out when they go to the restroom, but girls don't, supposedly?
I'm not certain that that's the case.
Yeah, because I'm not in women's restrooms.
What if there's just more grooming techniques that are taking place there?
There's a possibility there's that. And then also I think that there's this false image that the women's restroom is cleaner than the men's restroom, which is not the case.
How do you know that's not the case?
Accidentally walked in before.
I've had to clean women's restrooms before.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Wait, what were you saying?
You've never accidentally walked in and been like, crap, this is the wrong one.
I've intentionally done it when it's like, look, man, I can't get into this other restroom, but that one seems to be open.
That is the worst thing at a concert or a baseball game or whatever, when there's a long line and then that one girl walks up and she's like, guys, can I go in y'all's instead? And all the guys are like, yeah. And you're like, no, I have to go. You go stand in your line over there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3
The Fan. Seems like girls have to pee more at concerts.
They do.
Huh. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bass.
Hey, remember when we thought the Rangers were going to have their worst record in franchise history? They might not even lose 100 games.
Woo!
Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, where people are still sending in horrifying first job stories. But right now, pizza places are gross. Right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
A lot of nuggets here. In fact, the Rangers win again. They are doing pretty good, as that schedule after Arizona looked like it would be tough. They knock out Oakland pretty much from the playoff race. They're going to have a very tough time getting back in. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Houston, very good team so far, 1-1 on this homestand against the Houston Astros, and we know they take on Chicago White Sox and New York Yankees coming up here after this Houston series. Guys, a couple weeks ago, we were looking at what was projected from the Rangers, and it was approximately 56-57 wins. They were playing bad. They couldn't win on the road. They were on big kind of losing streaks. If they'd win a game, it would just be like one win. They couldn't get on any type of winning streak. Well, over the last 2 weeks, they've played pretty good baseball. And now they are 54-90 with 18 games to go. Guys, if they play 500 baseball the rest of the way, and they do have four games against Baltimore, which helps out a lot, if they win 9 games out of their 18, so they go 9-9, they end up going 63-99 and not losing 100 games this year. If I were to make you bet right now with 18 games to go, I'm pretty much giving you their schedule. It's 2 against Houston, then 3 against the White Sox, 3 against the Yankees, 4 against Baltimore, and I believe they finish off with Anaheim and Seattle. I know Anaheim's on there at home. Do you guys think they go 9 wins or better out of their last 18, or they still lose 100 games?
All right, I do have a question real quick regarding this. How much do the Sox have to win? Like, what's the importance of winning
They're
right now?
They're fighting with Houston for home field advantage in round one.
And the Astros, so the Astros are in that
Astros
mix, too?
Astros are fighting pretty much to – they have a little less lead than Chicago in their division, but pretty much they're both seeing home field advantage. So they have something to play for here.
And the Yankees?
Yankees have everything to play for. They're tied with Boston and Toronto for the 2 out of 3 wild card spots, which I'll get to at the end. So – New York has everything to play for.
Is Cleveland...
Nothing to play for.
They have nothing to play for.
We play Cleveland still?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the last series. Okay. They're the last series. Mike, I would say they finish exactly at 100 then.
I was just thinking 8-10 sounds logical, would put them at 62
but
and 100.
But they're playing good ball. They're getting decent pitching. Like, this is fun.
Mathematically, they're on pace for 61 and 101, but... You're right. They have been playing really well. I still, unfortunately, think they hit right at 100.
You just have 3 teams right here that are playing for a lot. And I know you just beat the Astros 8-1. Like, that's awesome. But I think that you just have 3 teams, and I can't guarantee that you're going to get not lose one to the Angels or Baltimore or Cleveland.
I think this is good news, but I want your opinion on this. Willie Calhoun most likely is activated tonight. I don't know if he'll be in the starting lineup. That's not out yet. But Willie Calhoun will be on the Texas Rangers the rest of the season, healthy, ready to go. He's been rehabbing. Do you guys care? Do you guys think Willie Calhoun can help you in the future? Can help you? Like, what do you think Willie Calhoun can do in these last 18 games of the season to make you feel like Willie Calhoun is part of the future Texas Rangers?
I would really need him to go on a tear, because unfortunately, like, when he's been out there, he's been fine and sometimes not fine, but he's also gotten hurt. I know some of them have been freakish injuries, but you got to be available, and he's just really struggled, and I guess I'm now to the point where I don't really think of him as part of the future of this team, because, I mean, as soon as the season's over, he turns 27. Like, and it still feels like you're several years away, so by the time you're contending, he'll be, what, 30? Like, I don't know if I see it.
Yeah, I don't think he can do anything this year that's going to change my mind about him.
Yeah.
But I'm still in the mindset of, You're not the best fielder, and you have this hit tool that we can't take advantage of. But I still am like, well, how can you be of value?
Yeah.
So with next year's spring training, like, I still have him in that mix somewhere. I just don't know if my problem is I don't know if he's going to stop somebody's progress that could eventually be that player for us, or if you're just like, well, we'll just get his hits, we'll get his reps, and maybe he's a tradable commodity.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see these last – he'll probably play in, let's say, 15 of the 18 games remaining. At least I'm hoping he does, because I need to see personally what he can do here. And is it fair? It's not fair that 15 games can determine your future with the organization, but it is what it is because of – you know, his unluck with injuries.
Hey, some people don't even get one game, you know?
And so I look at it and I go, Adolis Garcia just hit his 30th home run last night. He tied Pete Incaviglia and Mark Teixeira for most home runs as a rookie Ranger, and he'll probably hit one more the rest of the way and set the record. I assume you're going into spring training next year and right field is settled. It's Adolis Garcia. The other thing, too, is Leody Taveras is hitting better right now. Now, I know it's a short sample size. Last year, he looked pretty good, and this year to start the big leagues after 2 to 3 weeks, like, they had to get him out of the major leagues. Like, he just could not hit major league pitching. He's better at it. He's a great defensive center fielder. Like, it's tough to compare anybody in this organization that can play defense close to him in the outfield. Eli White is a good outfielder that can play all three positions. I see Eli White as a potential fourth outfielder. I don't see him as an everyday player at the big league level. But then Peters has come here from the Dodgers and done some decent things, right? I think he has 11 home runs and limited at bats with the Rangers. His average isn't great. He kind of is honestly filling the role of not defensively, but he's being Joey Gallo pretty much. If you look at some of his offensive numbers. And so I just wonder, with Willie Calhoun, we have Sam Huff that we really hope helps the Rangers next year, whether it's first base or DH or catcher. I really think catcher would be his third spot. So to y'all's point with Willie Calhoun, I don't know. Like, I just don't. when I keep looking at the future Texas Rangers over 2022-23, he just has to be a three. To me, he has to be a 300 hitter with 30 home runs. And if he can do that, you find spots for guys like that. But I just don't know where he honestly, as we keep progressing throughout seasons, after his 2019 second half, which was awesome, 2020 gets hit in the face, COVID. This year immediately pretty much gets hurt, doesn't play this year again. It's tough to keep thinking where Willie's going to fit on the future Texas Rangers. Now, let me take you to a fan yesterday real quick as I was doing Bally Sports Southwest, and I get there early before the game starts, and as the gates open, a guy comes to me, and it seemed like he made a beeline for me for some reason. And
it's the Mike Bassick.
I wish he would have said, it's the Mike Bassick. He never talked to me by my name, so I don't think he knew who I was, but he decided – that I'm going to let this man have it. You know why? Because he's wearing a suit and a tie, and
makes sense.
He looks like he's the person I need to yell at 5 o'clock right now. So he gets to me and he says, hey, nobody can watch these games. You took them off of streaming. And I'm letting him yell at me. And when he finally gets done, I say, hey, I hear you. I had to change networks. I changed to AT&T to get the games. I don't like it either, but I don't have anything to do with it. He's like, you know all the people that do. And I was like, I actually don't. So if you want to come to me, and there's some awesome Tolos that do come to me every game and say Tolo and talk to me about the show and talk to me about the station and talk to me about the Rangers, and that is great. Just going to let you know, if you are listening and you do know me, this person didn't. I have nothing to do with how Bally Sports Southwest decides if they're on YouTube TV or DirecTV, like literally nothing. I don't know those people who make those decisions either. So please don't yell at me if I'm getting ready for a show, because I'm getting ready for a show and I have nothing to do if the game is on your television set or not based off of your cable provider or your streaming network. Hey, I would love if it was on all the things. I wouldn't have had to change myself. I wouldn't have to pay the premium I'm about to pay with AT&T, because you get the first 12 months for a good price. And the next 12 months you pay a crap price.
Oh man.
And it is what it is, but I want to watch the Rangers. I want to watch the Mavericks. And hopefully the Stars get me excited to flip over to their games some, too.
Did you buy him a chili dog or anything to settle him down?
Kids can't watch the games! And I'm like, I my kids can. All you got to do is change to a thing that does. But he didn't want to hear that from me. All right, so the Dodgers clinch.
I like that now we know Corey's conflict resolution, by the way. Dog? Yeah.
They are in the playoffs. They are still 2.5 games back of the San Francisco Giants, who just cannot lose. The Dodgers are 93-53 and 2.5 games back of their own division. So with a limited amount of games to go, 15 to 18 games for most teams, the Dodgers are going to have to try to make up some games to get into the playoffs. I guess I'll get into the wild card tomorrow in the American League, because that is the best race. Let's just talk about the National League for 1 minute here. San Diego has lost their 5th straight game, and I just don't get it. They're not hurt. They're not that unhealthy right now coming down the stretch.
Tatis, I told you, is there. That was the team I thought was going to take it down. And
they are 74-70 right now. The Cardinals are now in the lead for the last spot. I'm going to guess this. If the Dodgers do have to play a team in a one-game winner-take-all, I bet they don't want to play the Padres, just because on a piece of paper – they look like a great team that can win the whole thing, but they haven't played like that at all. So it's interesting. Do you want to play a team that maybe sneaks in there with a lot of talent, or play a team that you're like, I don't think they're as talented, but they're playing a lot better? And that's what the Dodgers might be looking at if they can't catch the Giants. And I've said that they're going to catch the Giants now for 3 months. And at this point, I'm kind of giving up on it. That being said, the Dodgers, to me, will win the National League if they make the real playoffs. But that one-game winner-take-all can be so scary. All it takes is that starting pitcher to have a bad start, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, Walker Buehler, Max Scherzer, by the way, they're going to finish like first and second in Cy Young voting. And Urias, who has the most wins in the National League, is probably going to finish like fifth. So to finish this off, the Dodgers, when we get to November or December and they get the Cy Young votes in, they're going to have the first place, second place, and most likely fifth place guy. So in their five-man rotation, three of the five guys are going to finish in the top voting categories for Cy Young Award.
That's amazing. I guess I would rather play the Padres, even though they've got more talent, because they don't got it this year.
In the 214, if I'm going to see Mike at a game and yell at him, it's going to be one thing. Pippen played all the games.
Yes, love that.
I would laugh at that. I have nothing. I don't know who the Bally Sports people are. So if you're listening and you're like, that's the guy I was yelling at? Yeah, you were yelling at me. I do not have any control over that.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's National Double Cheeseburger Day. So it's time for the combo platter. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is the best burger spot in the Metroplex? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.